All right, if that song is playing, it can only mean one thing. That on our phone lines is possible Hall of Famer this weekend. It hasn't happened yet.
I feel like he has a really good chance, though.
It's the great Deion Sanders, who is not in Dallas. Right, Deion?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Bron.
Hey, man, how are you?
What's going on? I am fine. I'm fine. I'm doing really well right now. I'm bus number 2 in a line of 7 buses heading to Louisville, Kentucky right now to play a football game on our way to Canton, Ohio. We just came from Memphis, and we beat the brakes off some of you kids there yesterday, and we're on our way to Louisville right now.
How many games are you playing on your way to Canton?
3. We play in Akron, Ohio tomorrow.
Wow. Man, this is quite an undertaking, dude. You said 7 buses?
7 full buses. White, black, Hispanic, Asian, all different social climates. It's a wonderful thing going on right now in Truthville. Beautiful organization. I love it. We just stayed at the University of Memphis for a day. We were on that college campus. Our kids got to stay in the dorm room to understand how it was and eat at what the cafeteria is on campus, so we could expose them to college life. It was great, man. It was unbelievable.
The kids stayed in dorm rooms.
Yes, and the parents did, too. We did, too. I did, too. It took
you.
Me back, baby. It took me back. I mean, luckily, we had the dorm rooms with the shower, the bathroom in between 2 rooms. So a group of 3
That's
or
better.
4 shared a bathroom, which was great.
But Deion actually stayed in a dorm room.
Deion is actually on a bus with the kids right now. I do everything with my kids. I'm an exceptional athlete, but I'm not an exceptional person. Whereas I ostracize myself from the Truth family. I do everything with the parents and the kids.
This makes me think, though, of the famous soundbite when you guys were in limos at the Super Bowl. And
of course he was in limos.
We are stars.
Of course I was in a limo. I was in a limo.
That is our Deion. So, all right. So, the trip is on its way to Canton, and we had you in studio with your lovely wife like 2 weeks ago, and we spent an entire hour almost, and we really never talked about the biggest highlight of your summer. I'm guessing it's a tremendous honor. What a big deal! Finally in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
It's not getting up there and putting on that gold jacket, which is quite an honor, but to share it with my family, that's a huge deal to me, man. It really is, and I couldn't think of any other way to enjoy this journey. We're documenting everything. We have 2 film crews on board, and we're having a great time doing radio shows left and right on the way there to get the participation up for the Louisville game tonight. It's going to be great in Akron tomorrow. I mean, it's a good time to see these kids dress up and play the game and the parents supporting them and exposing these kids to everything we're exposing them to. They have no idea, man. I mean, they really have no idea the undertaking of what's going on.
All right, we're having just slight cell problems, so don't move your head or anything, Deion, as we talk live, as Deion's in a bus somewhere in middle America on his way to Canton and the Hall of Fame. So who's presenting you? Talk us through the plans for Sunday night. Saturday night, I'm sorry.
Is the guy that's been there since day one. He's the guy that has always been honest and straight up. He's the guy that I trust more than anyone in my life. He is the guy that has been the constant professional, consistent. I've never seen him upset. I've never seen him or heard him swear or use profanity or do anything immorally, if that's a word, in my life. And that's my attorney, Eugene Parker.
So he's presenting you. Was that a difficult decision, or were there other?
No, it's a no-brainer. He's been there. He's been there since day one.
Yeah.
How'd you get hooked up with him?
Eugene Parker.
In day one.
You know, we got hooked up with someone running a scam. Some guy was trying to get close to me and be in my circle when I was coming out of Florida State, and some guy was just really trying to get close to him. And he created this scam where he said that Michael Jordan was having this party and wanted to invite me as, and Jordan was sending him down there to make sure I get to this party. Created. And my antennas went up, and when we went to dinner at Bennigan's, and the guy said he forgot his wallet, and could I spot it? And right then and there, I said, oh, there's a problem here. Eugene, how well do you know this guy? Because I didn't know Eugene at the time. And he said, I thought you knew him. So we got together off some guy like that running a scam. And he had not one attorney, one player that he was representing at the time, 33-year-old man, Eugene Parker. And I took a chance on him because I seen the honesty and integrity in him and the desire and the want. I took a chance on him, man, and the rest is history.
Did you write a speech? Of course you did.
No, of course I did.
No?
No. I've been thinking about it, though. I really have. I've been thinking about it.
So what's the plan?
The last 2 days, because I've been on the road, so I've had enough time. Just preparing for this, I've been shooting a lot of darn commercials, and my time is really limited when it comes to all this with my job as well as these kids and making sure we get these kids straight with feeding them and facilitating them out in these games, uniforms, sleep, and all that stuff. So I really haven't had time to sit back and relax and do that.
What's the plan, though? Once you get up there, I wouldn't think that you'd have any trouble talking, but
no,
I guess it's just you want to make sure you don't leave anything out type thing, you know?
Well,
like you don't want to get off the podium and then an hour later go, oh, I wish I would have mentioned my mom or Bob and Dan, yeah.
Yeah, Bob and Dan. That's you guys are first, you know. Right. I wrote your names down first.
Good. Thank you.
It's for the call today, but I did write it down first.
But you're just going off the top of your head or what?
I don't know. I'm a thinker, so writing kind of keeps me in a box. But one thing that I did start jotting down, and I have two wonderful interns, Jeremy and Ayana Young, that I had to do a chronological order. I said, okay, guys, number one assignment before we even left Dallas the other night at midnight, I said, go team to team. Let's start off with Atlanta. Go with the owner, head coach, general manager, defensive coordinator, defensive back coach, trainers, equipment man, PR guy. Because the trainers, equipment man, PR guy played a viable role in my career at each team, as well as the defensive back coach and the defensive coordinator, head coach, general manager for bringing me in, and owner. And that's five teams, so that's a lot of people to start off with.
What?
I don't have the luxury of playing for one organization.
Right. But I was, I don't know where, but I read some quote of yours, and you mentioned a bunch of people, but the only owner you mentioned was Jerry. And I was going to ask if he has a special place in Dion's heart.
Oh, most definitely. Man, Jerry is the owner. I take that back. Jerry and Eddie DeBartolo are the owners of all owners. They really are. They're ahead above the rest. And have been innovative, loving the game, loving the players, loving what they do. And the creativity, the excitement that they generate, that's where they are. Unfortunately, Eddie D is not in the game anymore, and I'm praying that he gets back in the game. But Jerry Jones is really special to me. I mean, I consider Jerry a friend, not just someone that I played for. I consider him a friend.
All right, it's Deion Sanders on his way to Canton with seven buses of football-playing youngsters and good times there, swinging through the Midwest on the way to the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction.
Would you mind if I ask one more Jerry question?
Please
only
do.
Because
no,
I don't
mind. You're family. You can ask me anything you want to. I wear
all
buses
right.
Also, by the way.
I knew you didn't mind. I was asking Bob. No, the whole Jerry, we were just talking about how they kind of were in on Namdi, but they didn't. It didn't look like they went all in. Like the
I don't
year
they're in on Namdi. I don't. Let me tell you something.
They were
if Jerry's in on somebody, he's going to get you.
That's where we're going here. When you were out there,
he's going to get you. He's going to get you. He's going to get you. Jerry's going to get what he wants because he's just that darn good. So
okay,
to be in the running of Nambi, I don't believe that. I'm not buying that because you get Jerry Jones one on one with a little person, and I'm careful that I'm not going to use the word midget. I said little person. Jerry would talk him into dunking a basketball. That's how good he is. He's very convincing. He is very forthcoming. Jerry is just that good. So if he would have sat down and really desired Nambi Osamoah, he would have got him. So I'm not buying that. I know they're not. They weren't even in the running. They weren't even there. I think they threw their names in a hat because all the fans know that they need secondary help, and I mean bad, that they wanted to impersonate that they try to get some help, but really they did. Because if Jerry wants you, he's going to get you. I know that firsthand.
And I think we agree with you. Now, why do you surmise, why do you think maybe they weren't in on Nambi? Do you think Jerry has some kind of financial?
Do you think Jerry is really to afford him and really do your due diligence and, okay, what am I really getting? Am I really getting a corner that's going to lock it down? Okay, if I do that, what do I have on the other side of the field? I still got problems. Not only that, I still got problems with safety. So, like, when you have the other pieces of the puzzle together on the back end, you can do that with Jerry. You could go after Nambi Osamoah. But you have so many problems, you don't need it. Now, let me take you back to 95, where you had a Darren Woodson. You know, you had a Brock Marion. You had pretty darn good safeties. Darren Woodson was a Pro Bowl caliber safety. And on the other side, you know, Kevin had just torn Achilles, but you had a viable corner, which was okay. You were okay. You could hide a corner, but you can't hide safety. They have safety problems as well as corner problems. So getting that one guy is not going to solve your problems.
All right, it's Deion Sanders with us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Do you feel pressure on the weekend just because people expect the very charismatic player to steal the show? Now you're up against Shannon Sharp. And, I'm going to roll with Deion on this, but that's not an easy matchup in charisma.
Well, let me just
you're going to have to bring your A-game, is what I'm saying.
I've never competed against anyone in my life. People have competed against me. I've never said, well, I got to show up this guy, show up that guy. No, I have no problem with being me, and being me has been very good to me. So I've never been in a personal or private competition with another man, woman, or child. I don't do that. I'm more concerned about make sure my baby, my true family, is facilitated. The proper seats, the proper arrangements, they get in the concert afterwards. And by the way, Commissioner Goodell is going to have to intercede next year on the Hall of Fame because after we get through this year, there's going to be some rules and regulations, I guarantee you. They're not going to allow people to do that. The D.O. Double Gentle is performing.
Really?
And Prime Tizzle, that's my rap name, Prime Tizzle now, is going to perform with the D.O. Double Jizzle on stage after the ceremony. So we're bringing entertainment. I got a call also from a man by the name of Ice Cube, a dear friend that goes way back to 1990, that he's coming also. And a plethora of others are coming to support their boy. So when we get done with this thing, I guarantee you there will be some rules and regulations regarding the Hall of Fame.
They're not going to let another black person into the Hall of Fame after this one.
I feel like D.O. Double Jizzle would.
They're going to have to, because we dominate the people that are actually going in.
I feel like Snoop would be a real candidate to present as well. It seems like that would change the way the Hall of Fame does business as well. But
it's going to be something to behold, and it's going to be a good time. I promise you. I just need your help on a couple things, guys. Are you willing to help me?
We are ready.
Okay. I haven't written because I can write well, but I really don't want to put myself in a box. It's like telling Mike Vick to stay in the pocket, telling me to write stuff. Because I think out of my head a lot. My head is really clear. But I need your help on what I'm going to wear. I have three options. I have a cream suit that would provoke you to use profanity when you see me in it. I have a black suit that's also a cusser. And I have a blue suit that says, I'm here.
Right.
And I don't know which one I'm going to adorn, Eddie. I really don't have them made in my mind yet.
Go cream.
Now do any,
go cream.
Now, do any have complimentary top hats or canes?
No, there's no hat. I'm going to watch the ball here. But God's okay. Game.
All right, very good.
I'm going to wear that. We sure.
Well, then we just have to make sure it matches the yellow, right? We have to think ahead.
Hold on. See, they're unlike you guys, what makes a statement like that, you make sure it matches the yellow. I get swatches, and I build suits off the swatch of the jacket. So, and I build shoes off the swatch of the jacket. So when you say making sure it matches, that's afterthought. That was rule number one in Prime's closet. You never journeyed there, right? You heard about it, though.
Right.
That's rule number one. So I take the swatch of the jacket and I match everything else around the swatch of the jacket. Shoes, suit, everything. And there will be a couple jackets there. I haven't decided which one I'm going to wear those yet, though. But I can give the Hall of Fame credit. They got it right. The jacket that they got instructions from my tailor, who I've never cheated on in my life. To do it, and they did it right.
Vote prime is to go cream.
You know
because
what?
Because I guarantee you, no one else probably will have a cream suit up there.
The cream is a cusser, though. It's a cusser. What I mean by a cusser is when you see me in it, you're gonna use profanity because it's that clean. It looks that good. And guys, if you don't have HDTV, do not watch me because you're not gonna be able to appreciate the accessory.
And you don't want to show up and have Chris Hamburger in the same outfit either.
No, we're not. He's not. I promise you that.
That'd be embarrassing.
But he might have on black and blue. So go cream, Prime.
Yeah. I mean, that's coming from the brother. I want to hear the other guy. You know.
Well, we
usually just
we defer to Donovan.
Donovan. Yeah.
Yeah.
You defer to Donovan.
Otherwise, we'd say cargo shorts and flip flops.
We've gotten to know each other over the last couple of years. Come on, I need your help, guys. What are you saying? Bob,
I mean, we.
What color? Don't say we. What color?
I mean, I'm kind of partial to the black, but just because I feel like.
Mark. That says a lot about you when you say I'm partial to the black. I remember that. Okay, Dan?
I like sports.
Wow.
What?
Dan, I also would. See, me, I'd go as conservative as possible with. With my attire, but I'm not you. I expect you. Yeah, blue would be a little bit splashy, right?
It's money making blue. It's a good blue. It's a deep blue.
It'd bring out the blue in your eyes, perhaps.
Well, my eyes are brown. But good point. Yeah.
That is a great point.
If you see a black man with blue eyes, you can check his father.
Start running.
Right. Check his father. That's right. Somebody was dipping. Yeah.
By the way, congratulations on the DirecTV commercial. That's awesome work.
Thank you. Some few more coming at you shortly. Stay tuned.
All right. We look forward to it.
We did 10 different versions of that, so it's another. But Van Heusen, I got a couple more commercials getting ready to jump out at you.
All right. Keep us posted. Tomorrow night, the NFL Network has a special on you, and then Saturday night's the big night.
Yeah, tomorrow night is good. I don't know how they got my career in an hour because that's impossible. It really is.
It's only the football career.
Yeah, it's only the football. But, I mean, still, with the football, I made an hour worth of plays in my first 5 years. So I don't know how they condensed that. It's going to be tough.
Maybe it's a series.
Maybe they should just bring in a DVD and give you part two and three. It's serious. When they start doing that, I told them my career highlights was longer than The Godfather.
Has anyone asked you favorite moment type? I would imagine that's impossible for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, I had enough moments to build a monument, so I don't understand favorite moment. It was no favorite moment.
Always downplaying.
No, I'm upplaying. I'm serious. It was no favorite moment. All the moments were great.
We'll be watching, dude. You know we'll be locked in. So
thank you, guys. DVR it, and let's change the commercial. my lead-in song. Can you guys do a promise? Like, if I knock it at the park, if you guys give me at least a B, own up in my grades, because you're gonna grade me. I know you are. If you give me a B on up, can you take a clip and make that as my intro?
Yeah,
like a new song.
Yeah, we'll get you.
Yeah,
a new
like
song.
A new intro song.
Now, there's no promises you're gonna like it more than your current one, but we'll do our
I
best.
I think you guys like my current one more than anything.
Hey, how about this? Do us a favor. Leave your phone on, and we'll call it and make it ring during your speech.
During the speech?
Yeah.
Would it be that ringtone? If only if I put that ringtone, the phone is ringing. You want that one? You want me to do that?
Boy, that would be awesome.
I hope we didn't laugh over you singing that.
You did.
But all right, man.
Thank you for the time.
Stay safe.
Getting ready to stop at Golden Corral with 400
Good luck with... Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a treat. What a treat. Good luck in the games, then.
Oh, yeah. We don't need that. Good luck in the games.
All right.
We don't need that.
All right. Well, don't worry.
Pray for them.
Forget I said that. How about good luck speaking Saturday night? Don't fall down when you're walking to the podium.
I won't do it. If I do it, I do it gracefully. Like it was
okay, man.
Land like a feather. All right, Dion. See you, man.
Appreciate you guys.
There he is.
Two-time Bion.
The great Dion Sanders.